Magani, Pepe, I'm gonna use you continue on music. You are about to go to Bobo Higale, Fundo Moka.
Who is Jankadino? One of our favorite of Combo Radio, your best radio station, 94.9 FM. Twenty-3 hours.
For 5 million Kwacha road upgrade under CDF. Misses the residents are called for lasting solution to flooding. In African news, a major power fault disrupting supply in parts of Joburg. To present the news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Lusaka City Council has announced that Mandevu constituency will benefit from a major road infrastructure upgrade valued at over 5 million kwacha under the 2026 Constituency Development Fund CDF. LCC Assistant Public Relations Manager Nyambe Vulumba says the project is aimed at improving accessibility and overall living conditions in the constituency. According to Mr. Voluma, the project will involve several key works across the constituency. He explains to Combo Radio News that key works earmarked for redevelopment include road paving works covering approximately 2 kilometers, paving of a 1 kilometer stretch in Kabanana Ward, and the paving of 500 meters of road with drainage systems in Mpulungu Ward, to address water logging and improve accessibility, especially during the rainy season.
Complementary works will also be undertaken to support the paving program and will include gravel road base preparation across multiple wards and base course works for road maintenance. The paving of roads is expected to bring multiple benefits to the people of the constituents, including, among others, improved access to markets, schools and health facilities, reduced vehicle maintenance costs, enhanced safety for both motorists and pedestrians, mitigation of flooding through proper drainage systems, improved sanitation by reducing dust and mud, as well as contributing to the overall upgrading of informal settlements. The works are also expected to create short-term employment opportunities for local residents during the construction phase, and also contributing to, you know, household incomes.
Residents of Lusaka's Mississippi compound have called for a lasting solution to the persistent flooding that occurs during every rainy season. The residents are urging relevant authorities to begin work on a proper drainage system once the rainy season ends in order to prevent recurring floods in the area. Speaking on behalf of the community, Grace Anyondo told Combat Radio News that many homes are affected each year due to the lack of an effective drainage system. Ms. Nyondo says that following a recent heavy downpour, three houses were destroyed while several others were left flooded.
Kuri boro kansi na bopita boche kina komanda papa ada. Yapako na kamwa na kamos. Yena angona tuwa na kuandisha parikiti yetu kukuti. Chanda tiganja kuzana fatu me bempe za bopita kolo wakansi na kuri be. Kusha si na manja rifuli ya nangena. Walo watitu bila sebelo wabo atingu sebelo vinwe vijafina vina anungukeo. Atiganja kwa na government. Kulo tavuti tasati. Ambaka manzi na manyumba mene anagwaya.
Bremen Overseas Research and Development Association Board of Zambia has officially handed over a new operations guideline for solid waste service providers to the Lusaka Integrated Solid Waste Management Company. Board of Zambia Country Director Engineer Angela Kapembwa has highlighted the collaborative efforts behind the milestone. She states that the guideline is the result of a collaborative and consultative process with practitioners, regulators, and service providers. Engineer Kapembwa has emphasized that the document is not merely a technical manual, but a step towards strengthening governance systems within the solid waste sector. She notes that the guideline provides a structured framework to support standardized operations and improve the service delivery in communities across Lusaka.
This document is therefore not simply a technical manual. It represents an important step towards strengthening governance systems within the solid waste sector. It provides a structured framework that supports standardized operations, improves service delivery, and clear guidance for service providers as they carry out their work in communities across the city. Distinguished guests, we also recognize that the success of any guidance does not lie in the document itself, but in its implementation. The true impact will come from how effectively it is adopted, applied, and integrated into the daily operations of service providers and the regulatory process of the sector.
Copperbelt Provincial Health Director Dr. Charles Mwinuna says the province's high availability of medicines reflects an efficient supply system, but warns that facilities must now act as careful stewards. Dr. Mwinuna has told Combat Radio News that commodity safety is critical and that leadership and governance have been placed at the top of the province health system agenda. He says that every facility has been instructed to prioritize stewardship, account for commodities received, and manage them safely so that clients get drugs exactly as prescribed. He has also stressed the importance of proper storage of medical supplies to ensure that patients receive medicines in the condition intended.
In terms of the availability, the high availability that we have. It is a demonstration that our supply system has been very, very efficient. And also it remains with the province now to be good stewards, to ensure that all the commodities that we are receiving in our facilities are actually used appropriately.